This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to apply the script to principles progression when handling recurring toxic traits. Turn scripts into instincts so toxic patterns never catch you off guard again. In short, you can master recurring toxic traits by moving from scripted responses to internalized principles that work in any situation. Start with exact scripts to build structure and confidence. Personalize those scripts until the words feel genuinely yours. Internalize the principles beneath the script so you need no script at all. Definition: the script to principles progression is a communication development model where learners begin with exact, word-for-word script to handle difficult behavior, then personalize those scripts over time, and ultimately internalize the core principles so they can respond to any toxic situation without preparation. A manager I knew spent 3 years addressing the same person's undermining behavior. Every 6 weeks, the pattern reappeared: dismissive comments in meetings, credit taken quietly, small sabotages dressed as helpfulness. She had a script. She had used it. The conversation would go well enough, the behavior would soften for a while, and then it came back. What she did not have was a principle. She had words without understanding. When the behavior shifted shape slightly, her script no longer fit, and she was back to reacting. That is the core problem with recurring toxic traits. The behavior is not random. It has shape, rhythm, and pattern. But most people treat each instance as a separate incident rather than recognizing it as part of a recurring system. So they respond to the symptom, and the root keeps growing. The script to principles progression changes that. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe this model in Chapter 3 as the developmental path every communicator must work from exact words to personalized language to internalized principles that fire automatically. This article will show you how to walk that path specifically when toxic behavior keeps returning. Why recurring toxic traits break your usual approach. A single difficult conversation is hard. A recurring one is demoralizing. The difference is that recurring toxic traits teach the other person something about you. They learn your threshold, your hesitation, and the exact point at which you will back down or go quiet. Behaviors like chronic dismissiveness, consistent credit stealing, passive undermining, or persistent boundary violations do not stop because you address them once. They recalibrate. The person adjusts just enough to create plausible deniability, and then the pattern resumes. You can read more about how passive-aggressive variations of this work and how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy. The second problem is emotional fatigue. Each occurrence costs you something: trust in yourself, patience, willingness to engage. After 2 or 3 cycles, many people stop addressing it entirely. And avoidance, as I have seen over 6 decades, always compounds. One avoided conversation leads to resentment. Resentment leads to more avoidance, and the toxic behavior expands to fill the space you surrendered. The reason scripts alone fail with recurring toxic traits is that the behavior keeps changing its surface. Your script addressed last month's version. This month it looks slightly different. You hesitate. You adapt imperfectly. The moment passes. The script without principle approach leaves you perpetually one step behind. What you need before you begin. Before you attempt any step in this process, 2 things must be in place. Without them, even the best framework will not hold. First, you need a clear record of the pattern. Not your emotional experience of it, but the factual behavior: what was said or done, when in front of whom, and what followed. Toxic traits are easy to dismiss in isolation. A documented pattern is much harder to argue with, for you and for the other person. If you need a structure for naming behavior precisely before a conversation, how to deliver a neutral problem statement stops team conflict before it destroys synergy gives you exactly that. Second, you need to be clear on your intention. In Say It Right Every Time, I write, words matter, but intention matters more. You can have the perfect script, but if your intention is wrong, the conversation will fail. If your intention is to punish, to win, or to prove a point, the other person will feel it. Your intention must be honest, to name a pattern that is causing harm, and to give the person a real opportunity to change it. The core process, moving through the progression. This is the sequence that builds lasting skill. Do not skip stages. Each one prepares you for the next. Step 1. Select a script that matches the specific toxic trait. Start with an exact script. Not a rough idea of what you want to say. Actual words. Scripts give you structure, when your emotions are elevated, which they will be after repeated exposure to the same damaging behavior. The script needs to do three things: name the specific behavior, describe its impact without exaggeration, and make a direct request. Keep it under 5 sentences. Here is an example for chronic dismissiveness in team meetings. I want to raise something directly with you. Several times in our last 3 meetings, my suggestions have been cut off before I finish. That has made it harder for me to contribute, and I have noticed it affects how the rest of the team engages afterward. I'm asking you to let me complete my points before responding. Can we agree on that? Notice it is plain, specific, and direct. There is no softening language that muddies the request. If you are working on scripts for behaviors that affect wider team dynamics, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy gives you a solid set to start from. Step 2. Use the script exactly, then debrief yourself. The first time you use the script, use it as written. Do not improvise. The purpose of this stage is not eloquence. It is to complete the conversation without retreating. After the conversation, sit with it. Ask yourself 3 questions. What worked in those words? What felt unnatural to me? What did the other person respond to most? Write down your answers. This debrief turns a single conversation into a learning event. It is how experience becomes wisdom rather than just history. Step 3. Personalize the language without losing the structure. Your second and third uses of the script should begin to sound more like you. Adjust the phrasing to match how you actually speak. If you use shorter sentences naturally, shorten them. If you open conversations differently, adjust the opener. But do not touch the structure. Name the behavior, describe the impact, make the request. That structure is the principle underneath the script. This step is where many people get it wrong. They personalize so heavily that they lose the functional structure and the conversation wanders. Keep the 3 elements intact. Change only the surface language. Step 4. Name the pattern out loud. Once the behavior has occurred despite a previous conversation, you must address the pattern directly, not just the latest incident. This step is where most communicators hesitate. It feels confrontational. It is, in fact, the most honest thing you can do. Your script at this stage sounds different. It sounds like this. I want to revisit something. We spoke about this in March, and for a while things shifted. Over the last 2 weeks, I'm seeing the same pattern return. I am not raising this to punish you for a slip. I am raising it because I need to understand whether we are genuinely in agreement about the behavior change or whether we need to find a different solution. This language names the recurrence without aggression. It gives the other person room to respond honestly, and it signals that you are paying attention, which is the single most important message a person exhibiting toxic behavior needs to receive. You can see how similar naming language applies in scripts for telling a team member their behavior is isolating them from the group. Step 5. Strip the script down to the principle. After 3 or 4 applications, you should be able to answer this question without hesitation. What is this script actually doing? If you cannot answer that, you are still dependent on the words, not the principle underneath them. The principle beneath most toxic trait conversations is this. Specific behavior has a documented impact. Change is required. The relationship can continue if change happens, and cannot continue productively if it does not. That principle, fully internalized, means you no longer need the exact words. You can arrive at a conversation with any variant of this behavior, understand immediately what needs to happen, and find the right words on your own. This is what I describe in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time as the destination of the progression scripts are training wheels, not crutches. You start with exact words because you need structure and confidence. Then you make those words your own. Then you let them go entirely and carry only the principle. Step 6. Apply the principle to new variations. Toxic behavior rarely stays in one form. A person who is chronically dismissive in meetings may shift to dismissing your work in written communications once you address the verbal pattern. A credits dealer may begin framing their behavior as team wins rather than personal claims. The surface changes, the pattern beneath it does not. Principle-based communication handles this because you are no longer responding to words or actions in isolation. You are responding to the underlying pattern. When the behavior shifts shape, you recognize it faster, and your response adapts without needing a new script. Using I statements consistently during this stage keeps your language accurate, and hard to deflect. How to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy breaking blame cycles will help you keep that precision as you move through variants of the same toxic pattern. Step 7. Build accountability into the relationship. The final step is structural, not conversational. Once you have addressed a recurring toxic trait multiple times, something needs to change in how the relationship is organized. This might mean clearer role boundaries, different reporting lines, written agreements about behavior, or a formal performance conversation. These are not punitive measures. They are how you protect the work environment and, importantly, how you signal to the person that the pattern has cumulative consequences. For toxic traits that surface in delegation or project ownership, scripts for delegating a synergy-critical project in a way that builds accountability and trust gives you the language to set clear expectations from the start, which reduces the space for these patterns to operate. Applying this process in remote and hybrid settings. Toxic traits are harder to address when you cannot read the room. Remote work strips away the physical context that makes patterns visible. The dismissive comment in a video call is easier to deny or minimize than the same comment made in person. Written communication creates a convenient buffer. Here is what changes and what does not. The steps remain the same. What changes is the documentation and timing. In remote settings, document everything more deliberately. Written records of incidents are both easier to capture and more precise. Screenshot a dismissive Slack message. Save the email where credit was not attributed. This is not about building a legal case. It is about giving yourself concrete, specific language for the pattern naming conversations in steps 4 and 5. Timing also shifts. Do not attempt a toxic trait conversation in a group video call. The social dynamics of a public digital space make the other person defensive and give them an audience. Request a private call, camera on for both parties. Treat it with the same gravity you would a closed-door meeting. If the person's behavior is affecting team culture during remote collaboration, how to communicate a strategic change to your team in a way that preserves synergy will help you manage the broader team context while handling the individual issue. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with this process. These are the three mistakes I see most often. I have made all of them myself at different points. The mistake: addressing each incident as if it were the first. Why it happens. Naming the pattern feels more confrontational, and people want to keep things proportional. What to do instead? As soon as you have two incidents of the same behavior, name the pattern in the second conversation. This is the second time I have noticed this is not aggressive. It is accurate. The mistake: abandoning the script too early because it feels unnatural. Why it happens? Scripts feel stiff at first, and discomfort is mistaken for ineffectiveness. What to do instead? Give any script at least 3 uses before you judge it. The stiffness is you adapting to the structure, not a flaw in the structure itself. The mistake: skipping directly to the principle without earning it through practice. Why it happens? People read frameworks and believe they have internalized them. Understanding is not the same as mastery. What to do instead? Use scripts. Debrief. Personalize. Then and only then test whether you can hold a conversation without preparation. If you find yourself lost, go back one stage. There is no shame in that. It is exactly how the progression is designed to work. Your working checklist for recurring toxic traits. Use this before and after each conversation. It is drawn directly from the progression outlined in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. Before the conversation, number 1. Have I documented at least 2 specific instances of this behavior with dates and context? Number 2. Do I have a script that names the behavior, describes its impact, and makes a direct request? Number 3. Is my intention to address the pattern honestly rather than to punish or win? Number 4. Have I requested a private, appropriate setting for the conversation during the conversation? 5. Did I name the specific behavior rather than the person's character? 6. Did I describe the impact in concrete, observable terms? 7. Did I make a direct, clear request for what I need to change? 8. If this is a recurrence, did I name the pattern explicitly after the conversation? 9. What worked in my language? 10. What felt unnatural, and needs adjusting for next time. 11. Did I hear a genuine commitment to change or a deflection? 12. What structural accountability step is needed if the pattern recurs again? Work through this checklist honestly. The questions in the after column are where the real learning lies. When the behaviour persists despite the progression. This much I know for certain, some people will not change. The progression is not a guarantee of behaviour change in the other person. It is a guarantee that you will have done everything in your power to address the pattern clearly, fairly, and with genuine respect. That matters, both for the relationship and for your own integrity. What the progression does guarantee you is that you will no longer be caught off guard. You will no longer spend the 3 hours after a difficult conversation rehearsing what you should have said. You will no longer dread the next incident, because you will have a principle that is ready before the incident arrives. The compound effect of that kind of preparation is significant. Individually handled conversations improve one relationship. Internalized principles improve every relationship, permanently. If you want to understand the full framework behind this progression, including all 16 frameworks and the 60-day transformation plan, Say It Right Every Time covers it in detail. The script to principles progression is your foundation. Build on it deliberately, and recurring toxic behavior will never again have the advantage of catching you unprepared. Frequently asked questions. What is the script to principles progression? The script to principles progression is a developmental model where you begin with exact word-for-word scripts to handle difficult behavior, then gradually personalize them, and finally internalize the underlying principle so you can respond to any toxic situation without needing a script at all. Why do toxic traits keep occurring even after I address them? Recurring toxic traits persist when your response addresses the surface behavior, but not the underlying pattern. Without a principled framework behind your words, each new instance feels like a first encounter, and the person learns they can outlast your scripted responses. How long does the script to principles progression take? Most people move through the early stages within a few weeks of consistent practice. Full internalization of principles, where you respond naturally without any script, typically takes 2 to 3 months of deliberate, repeated application across different situations and people. When should I use a script versus a principle when dealing with toxic behavior? Use a script when you are new to addressing a specific toxic trait, when stakes are high and you cannot afford to fumble, or when your emotions are running hot. Shift to principles once the behavior is familiar and you trust your own judgment and tone. Can the script to principles progression work with a highly defensive person? Yes, but it requires patience. Defensive people push back on scripted language that feels rehearsed. The progression actually helps you because principle-based responses are more flexible and less confrontational in tone, which makes it harder for a defensive person to dismiss them. What is the biggest mistake people make when handling recurring toxic traits? The most common mistake is addressing each incident in isolation rather than naming the pattern. When you treat every recurrence as a new event, you signal that the behavior has no cumulative cost, which unintentionally encourages it to continue. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblickthorne.com to get your copy.